it's a point of emphasis for really every team in the league. For us, you know, we've got, you know, guys who have definitely worked at it. You know, something we talk about every day. They work at it every day. And every year is different. You know, I don't know. I can't say we've been tested a lot in that area. I think those guys are ready for it. They're you know, they're talking about it. You know, when those situations come up, you know, it's something we talk about. Okay, when are they you know, taking shots? They know when they're, you know, a team just, you know, historically has done that, and you know, they're doing a good job of defending it. Unfortunately, we gave one up this past week, so it's not like people aren't testing us. But again, it's still early. You know, every week's different. We're going to be playing against some of, you know, top players in the league, and I'm sure we'll get tested. And hopefully, we continue to you know, play the deep ball as well.
I think it's obviously ever improving. I think we're starting to gel, you know, build some cohesion, and we've had different guys in there, whether it's Browner, Logan, you know, Malcolm Butler, Duron Harmon, Chung, you know, Tavon. A lot of interchangeable parts. Those guys have done a good job, you know, just week in, week out, just kind of trying to figure out what we're trying to ask them to do, because it's different every week. And, you know, they've done a good job of that. And, you know, obviously we're still building, we're still growing, and hopefully it's turned into decent football. We still can still improve and get better. And those guys are, you know, they enjoy playing with each other, and they enjoy, you know, working with each other and trying to work through, you know, some of the problems. His leadership, it's you really can't quantify, you know what he brings to the team. His leadership, his communication, you know, he gets a lot of guys lined up. Guys have questions, they ask him. You know, he's like a coach on the field, quite honestly. And, you know, he's probably a very important cog in our defense. You know, be different without him. It's reps, it's practice, it's going back and studying it on your own. It's, you know, coming in with me, or, you know, watching a guy like Devin, watching a guy like Mayo, watching a guy like Vince, watching a guy like Brady, you know, and just, you know, you develop it over time. Devin's kind of developed it quicker than a lot of guys. And the best thing about him is that he'll try to, you know, push that knowledge onto the younger players, you know, whether it's Duron or Pat or, you know, Malcolm Butler or Browner or Revis, doesn't matter. You know, he understands that, you know, that part of the game is so important, because one guy's out of place and, you know, you got a bad play, so.